as in Rafiq. Yorkshire managed to get to 416, the first time maximum batting points have been secured by the Tykes for a couple of years now. It's a good performance with the bat.
Yeah, no, lads did well. I mean, Rooty set the platform early on. Lady and Rooty gave us a good tempo, and then I think throughout the batting lineup, everyone contributed very well. Obviously, it'd have been nice if someone else went on and got another 100 with Rooty, but no, we're happy with what we got, and hopefully, weather permitted, tomorrow we can get out there and bowl them out.
Joe Root finished with 125. You've played with him since you were little lads, haven't you, through the England setups and the Yorkshire age groups. What makes him a good player?
Rooty works really hard at his game, and that's one of the things. Very good things about Joe. I mean, he's very level-headed, and like I said, if you see how his game's come on since he got in the side last year, it's quite a big difference. I mean, especially his one-day game. You look at his one-day game, like, you wouldn't have seen Rooty go in and last year going at number 4 or 5 and score a strike rate of 120-odd that he did at Sussex. But like I said, now Rooty works really hard, and obviously very highly rated by the England setup as well now, and he just showed how good he is.
Johnny Bairstow made 68, Anthony McGrath 47, yourself chipped in with 37 as well, some cracking shots in your innings.
No, it was good to just get out there, and like you said, well, first championship game for Yorkshire for a couple of years now, and I just wanted to enjoy myself, and I've waited a long time for my chance, and I'm just trying to enjoy every day, every minute on the field, and whatever comes with it will come with it.
When you're out there this afternoon, was 400 the target? Was that what you're looking for, to get the maximum batting points and then put some pressure on Northants later?
Yeah, definitely. We wanted to get out in the field, definitely. I mean, it'd have been nicer if me and Mags could have carried on a little bit longer after tea, so we could have gone at it really hard and maybe even got up to 450 in the same amount of time, but that was not to be. I mean, pitch is still assisting the bowlers a little bit, so we got out there. It'd been nice to get a couple more wickets, but we've got one, and hope we'll come back tomorrow morning, weather permitting, and we can go at them hard.
Mitchell Stark got that one, but Northants have finished on 43 for one. Bad light, frustrated in the end.
Yeah, frustrating to come off a bad light. I mean, like I said, the weather's been a little bit frustrating this last couple of days. Lost a little bit of time, but tomorrow's a big day for us, and we're just going to go out there, enjoy ourselves, and see where we are at the end of the day. Hopefully we can win a game for Yorkshire.
Weather permitting, it's a big day for Yorkshire tomorrow. Northants are going to have to bat seriously well and bat a long time through the day to be safe.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, the game will be, obviously, they'll still be alive throughout the day, a couple of wickets at any point, and we're well in it, and obviously, like I said, we're still 120 odd in front, something like that, so we've still got a decent lead. We've just got to go out there and do what we did first innings, build up the dots, do our processes right, and I can't see why we won't win the game tomorrow.
You had a bit of a ball towards the end there. Is there some help for you? Is there any turn there?
Yeah, there's a little bit of spin, a little bit of bounce, so I just obviously hopefully get a nice longer ball today in sunny, hotter conditions, hopefully.
Well, good to see you playing. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Cheers.